two high school juniors from Oregon have won $100,000, taking the top team prize in the 2010 Siemens competition in math, science, and technology. Their research project has to do with computers that are able to analyze audio from a human voice and figure out the emotional state of the speaker. The winners are Akash Krishnan and Matthew Fernandez. And Matthew joins us now from Portland, Oregon. Matthew, welcome and congratulations.
Thank you.
Why don't you explain how this works, what you've come up with here with Akash?
So we created a computer program that utilizes the frequencies and energies in voice and tries to recognize what emotions are being spoken. So we train our system using a bunch of audio that's already been defined as either actors speaking angrily or happily. And then when we get a new signal, we can compare it best with what we know about each of the energies and frequencies of the new signal.
And how accurate would you say that is right now?
Our system is a top of the world for recognizing emotion. We're probably more than 90% accurate at recognizing between just happy and sad, but less accurate if you add in emotions like anger and fearful, things like that.
Can you explain how that works? I mean, how you can get a computer algorithm to decode human emotion?
Yeah, our system utilizes a bunch of information that we can extract. So we extract a total of 57 different audio features, and then using those features, we can extract them for a whole lot of data that's already been provided. So one of our databases is from children interacting with a pet robot dog called Aibo. It's made by Sony, and these are German children. And then utilizing this data, we essentially train our system. So we teach it what energies and frequencies relate to each different emotion. And then when we get a new signal, we can say that matches up really well with anger or that matches up well with sadness and try to predict what emotion is being spoken.
Matthew, I read that you and Akash were inspired by the science fiction movie I, Robot. And I wanted to play a little clip. This is where we hear the robot named Sonny talking to police.
My father tried to teach me human emotions. They are difficult.
So was that the starting off point for you?
I would say yes. In fact, we were even inspired by a separate section of the movie where a robot recognizes that its user is very afraid, and then it can protect its user. And we thought, that's really handy. And we did a little bit of research and discovered our topic, and we've been really passionate and fixated on it for the last year.
What do you think the end result would be now that you have this algorithm sort of working out now? What would the applications be for what you're doing?
There are many applications for our research. I'd say anywhere where humans and computers are interacting with a voice component, our resources can be applied. So we could improve call centers is a great place where if the computer, the customer service, can recognize that the user is especially angry at customer service and could send them to a representative, that's a quick and relatively simple application. Something we're especially fixated on is creating a wristwatch-like device for autistic children that uses a happy face, a sad face, angry face to display the emotions that are being spoken around them. This could significantly improve the ability for autistic children to interact with their peers and understand the emotions that are being spoken around them.
Matthew, you're still a junior in high school. You've still got college to come. But have you started thinking about your dream job, what you would want to do with your life?
That's a tough question. I think my career will probably be rooted in science somehow. I expect that my dream job is probably kind of a place where I can really help people through doing good research or advise, you know, the governments or the UN, say, on, you know, how to interact with robots and the concerns of the ethics with emotional robots, things like that.
Well, Matthew, congratulations and all best to you and your partner, to Akash Krishnan.
Thank you.
Matthew Fernandez is a junior at Oregon Episcopal School in Portland, and together with Akash Krishnan, he will share the top team prize of $100,000 in this year's Siemens competition in math, science, and technology.